from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombing in Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia. Afghan officials say at least 8 people were killed and more than 100 others were wounded in a powerful blast that struck downtown Kabul early today. No group claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, a new Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility yesterday for killing 15 people in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. The Hejaz province of the Islamic State vowed to launch more strikes. And the U.S. Special Envoy for the Great Lakes region of Africa, Thomas Perello, has expressed grave concern about the ongoing political and humanitarian crisis in Burundi. He urged both the government and its opponents to negotiate to end the crisis. Well, it's underway. The top 10 Republican U.S. presidential candidates officially launched the 2016 campaign season with their first debate in Cleveland, Ohio, late last night. Billionaire Donald Trump gave notice he's not going to collapse anytime soon and drop in the polls. More from VOA's Jim Malone.
Trump was combative. He would respond to attacks in the debate and to criticisms. So he took no quarter there. At the same time, I just happened to catch some of the voters reacting on the Fox News channel, which carried the debate afterward. And some of them weren't too happy with Mr. Trump. They thought his tone was a little mean, and also that he was evasive on some issues. And this is where we're getting into the sort of sifting of the candidates, where they're going to be asked specific questions, and how they respond will have an impact. So we had Trump, but we had 9 other people in there as well.
Democrats made some news of their own late Thursday. In Washington, the Democratic National Committee announced plans for its presidential debates, the first of which is to be held on October the 13th in Nevada. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama's effort to sell the Iran nuclear deal to a skeptical Congress has been dealt a serious setback, with one of the president's top allies, Senator Chuck Schumer, coming out against the pact. In a statement late Thursday, Senator Schumer said, "After deep study, careful thought, and considerable soul-searching, I have decided I must oppose the agreement and will vote yes on a motion of disapproval." Mr. Schumer, a senator from the state of New York and one of the top Jewish lawmakers in the U.S., released the statement shortly after another influential Jewish Democrat, Representative Elliot Engel, also from New York State, announced his opposition to the deal. And speaking of Mr. Kerry, John Kerry says the healing that has taken place between the U.S. and Vietnam took a while and didn't come easy for either side. In a speech today in Hanoi, marking the 20th anniversary of the normalization of diplomatic ties between the two countries, Mr. Kerry said he's grateful to the Vietnamese people.
"They helped us to search for a few thousand of our fallen troops, even as a larger number, a far larger number of theirs, remained missing. They voluntarily dug up their own rice paddies. They let us into their homes, into their history houses, into their prisons even. And on more than one occasion, they guided us across what were quite literally minefields."
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The Indian government's economic reform agenda has hit a roadblock as the country's opposition continues to stall the passage of legislation through Parliament. As Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi, the political infighting is denting business confidence.
For more than 2 weeks, Parliament has been disrupted by opposition members who want Prime Minister Narendra Modi to fire his foreign minister and 2 state leaders accused of graft. The government has refused, saying the charges are not proven. The logjam in Parliament has virtually ended the government's hopes of passing critical legislation relating to tax reform and land acquisition in the ongoing session. Chief economist at ratings agency CRISIL in Mumbai, Dharmakirti Joshi, says these 2 laws were the centerpiece of the government's promise to make India an easier place to do business.
You know, what's happening with respect to both the bills is that there is delay and dilution of content.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi is having a tough time passing laws because, despite winning a spectacular victory last year, his government does not command a majority in the upper house of Parliament. For more on all these stories, do visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.